Welcome in. Today we're building a proper old-school jungle drum and bass roller foundation. That sub sign that just keeps moving, keeps pushing, and somehow stays clean the whole time. The focus isn't just sound design. It's workflow. We're going to design in MIDI, then commit using resampling in Ableton Live 12, and then we'll arrange and master the bass as audio so it sits consistent, punchy, and mix ready like a finished record. This is intermediate territory. You should already be comfortable making a basic sub, routing tracks, and do a simple sidechain. What I'm giving you is a repeatable, fast method that gets you out of infinite tweak mode. Alright, let's set the stage. First, set your tempo to around 165 to 170 BPM. I like 168 for this. Now create a few groups so the session stays clean. Drums, bass, music or FX, and a premaster. Get a kick and snare going immediately, even if it's a placeholder loop. Jungle and DNB decisions only make sense against the pocket, so don't build bass in a vacuum. Classic setup, snares on 2 and 4, and a kick pattern that supports that. Don't overthink it yet. On your premaster, drop a utility and a limiter. Set the limiter ceiling to minus 0.8 dB. Keep look ahead around 1 millisecond, release on auto. This is not final mastering, this is a safety rail while we work. Now we build the sub sign roller in MIDI. Create a MIDI track called bass, sub, and load operator. Keep it simple. Algorithm A only, a clean sine wave. On the amp envelope, use a very fast attack, basically 0 to 3 milliseconds. Decay around 300 milliseconds, sustain all the way down, release somewhere like 60 to 120 milliseconds. Here's the first teacher note. Your release time is groove. It's not just tail length. If your sub overlaps the snare too much, the whole roller starts to feel like it's tripping over itself. So if in doubt, shorten the release and let the rhythm breathe. Now optional, but very roller, a tiny pitch envelope, just a few semitones, like +3 to +8, with a quick decay, around 60 to 120 milliseconds. That gives a little doof at the start of each note. Keep it subtle. If it sounds like laser pew pew, you've gone too far. Write a one bar pattern in your key. Let's say a minor. The roller feel comes from syncopation plus repetition. Use mostly eighth notes, and then sprinkle in the occasional 16th pickup, especially into the spaces around the snare. And as you write, think like a drummer. You want the bass to talk to the break, not wrestle it. Add a groove if you want that slightly human swing. In Ableton's groove pool, something like MPC 16 swing at 55 to 58% works, but apply it lightly, like 10 to 30%. If your bass starts flaming against the drums, you've overdone it. Cool. Now we're going to split the bass into sub and top, because the mastering mindset is, the sub stays clean and stable, and the character lives above it. On the sub track, at EQ 8, high pass at 20 to 25 Hz, that's just removing nonsense energy that steals headroom. If it's muddy, a gentle dip around 200 to 300 Hz, maybe 1 to 3 dB. Then add utility and force mono, width at 0%. This is not negotiable for a proper, reliable low end. If you want width, earn it above the sub region. Optional, a glue compressor on the sub, very light. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1, and you're only aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is control, not vibe. Now duplicate that track and call it bass, top. This is where we make the sub audible on small speakers and add motion, without messing up the low-end fundamentals. On top, first thing, EQ 8 high pass around 90 to 120 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. We are deliberately keeping the tops from muddying the sub. Then add saturator, soft clip mode, drive maybe 2 to 8 dB, and then compensate the output so bypass and enabled are roughly the same loudness. That's important. Match levels so you're judging tone, not volume. Then add auto filter for movement. You can do a low pass 24 dB, or MS2 if you want a bit of character. Put the cutoff somewhere, between 300 Hz and 1.5 kHz depending on how brash you want it, and add just a small amount of envelope or map the cutoff to an LFO for subtle motion. Finally, if you want some width, add chorus ensemble very lightly. Mix 5 to 15%. And I'll warn you now, too much chorus on bass tops is one of the fastest ways to destroy mono compatibility. So we'll check mono later. Now sidechain. Because that classic DNB pocket is the kick and snare owning the transient moments, and the bass breathing around them, put Ableton's compressor on sub and top. Enable sidechain. Start with the kick as the input. Ratio about 4 to 1. Attack fast, like 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. release around 80 to 140 milliseconds. Time it so the bass returns in rhythm, not randomly. Aim for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the sub, and 1 to 3 on the top. Extra coaching tip here, if your kick pattern might change later, or you're swapping kick samples, consider sidechaining from a ghost trigger track. Duplicate the kick MIDI or audio to a silent track and shape it into a consistent, clicky transient. That way the ducking stays consistent even if your actual kick sound evolves. Now we commit. This is where the resampling workflow becomes the whole point. Create a little print zone. I want you to think of it like a print matrix. Make a group called bass printing and inside it create audio tracks named print, sub, print, top, and print, full bass. Optionally later, you can add print, dirt or print, ambi, but we'll keep it tight. Set the audio from on print, sub to your bass, sub track, and choose post fx. Do the same for print, top from the top track, post fx. Now for print, full bass, we'll use a bass bus. Group your sub and top tracks into a bass group. On that bass group, add a gentle EQ if needed, then a glue compressor with light settings like before, 1 to 2 dB gain reduction, and optionally a touch of saturator with soft clip on, drive 1 to 3 dB. Think glue, not distortion. Then set print, full bass to record from bass group, post FX. Important printing rule, keep your faders at unity while printing, and do gain trims inside the device chain, usually with a utility near the end. That's what people mean by pre-fader stability. Your print should reflect your actual gain staging decisions, not whatever the mixer fader happened to be set to at that moment. Now record. Print 8 to 16 bars. If you're new to printing, 8 bars is plenty. And here's the mindset shift. Every time you make a meaningful tone tweak, print a fresh take. Don't keep the same clip and keep tweaking the synth for an hour. Print it, label it, move forward. Headroom targets help a lot here. As a rough benchmark, let your sub print peak around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS. Let top peak around minus 12 to minus 8. And let full peak around minus 8 to minus 6 before any heavy limiting. This keeps the Permaster limiter from doing all the work later. Once printed, mute your MIDI bass tracks. Don't delete them. They're your composition source. But we're going to treat the print as the instrument now. Now we do the jungle audio edit thing. Take your best 8 or 16 bars and consolidate it into a clean clip. Then start creating variations with simple edits. The key is micro changes every 8 or 16 bars, not rewriting the whole bassline. Try this. Cut a half bar gap before a snare in bar 8, or drop the bass for an eighth note right before a phrase change. That tiny absence can feel more powerful than any extra note. You can also do call and response, keep the sub identical, but in bar 8 or bar 16, swap a different top print, or filter the top darker for one bar, then bring it back brighter. The listener perceives events, while the low end stays disciplined. One of my favorite advanced tricks, stutter only the top print. Slice a little 1/16th burst before a snare, but leave the sub continuous, or at least smoothly ducked. That keeps the low end from glitching while still adding hype. And if you want a super efficient workflow, do a one bar reprint, like, print only bar 8 as a special fill version, then reuse that one bar clip at the end of phrases across the arrangement. You get identity without extra work. Now let's do some mastering-minded control on the printed full bass. Start with EQ 8. High pass again at 20 to 25 Hz. If the kick and sub are fighting, look around 45 to 60 Hz depending on your key and your kick fundamental, and try a small dip. If it sounds boxy, check 180 to 300 Hz. Then put saturator in soft clip mode, drive 1 to 5 dB, just enough to shave transient peaks and add density. After that, a limiter with a ceiling around minus 1 dB. You're not trying to crush it. Just shave 1 to 3 dB of peaks max. This is the concept. Control the bass peaks locally, on the bass print, so your Permaster limiter stays calm and your drums keep punch. Now arrangement. Here's a practical roller blueprint. Intro. First 8 to 16 bars. Keep drums filtered or sparse. Tease the top layer without full sub, or high pass the full bass print up to around 150 Hz. The goal is to create anticipation. Drop 1. Next 16 to 32 bars. Full bass on. Every 8 bars, do a variation. A small mute, a chop, a different top print, a micro fill. You can even alternate energy by slightly closing the top filter in bars 9 to 16 so it feels like the groove is breathing. Break. Remove the sub entirely for 4 to 8 bars. That contrast is everything in jungle. Keep some tops, a little filtered tail, maybe some dubby FX, but keep it tasteful. Drop 2. Bring the bass back. but don't rewrite notes unless you need to. Just switch prints. Different saturation amount, slightly different sidechain release, maybe one extra 16th pickup note. Same bassline, new print equals perceived progression. Now the final checks in the mastering zone. On the premaster, use utility to make mono below 120 Hz. Keep with 100% overall, but force the subregion mono. Add spectrum so you can see what's happening. You want a stable fundamental, not a wandering blob. If the fundamental is unstable, it's usually envelope length, saturation creating extra low junk, or too much pitch modulation. Gain staging. Try to keep the bass group peaking around minus 6 dBFS before the premaster limiter. If the limiter is doing more than about 2 to 3 dB gain reduction in your loudest section, don't just accept it. Go back and fix it at the source. Shorten the sub release. Trim saturation output, reduce bus compression, or lighten the bass limiter. And reference, drop in a jungle roller reference and level match it. Then compare three things: how loud the sub feels relative to the kick, how present the upper bass is around 200 to 800 Hz, and whether the bass feels consistent bar to bar. Consistency is the secret sauce. That's what makes a roller hypnotic instead of messy. Before we wrap, common pitfalls to avoid. Don't overwiden the top layer. Check mono. If the bass disappears in mono, you've built a problem, not a vibe.